From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Afghan officials say a suicide car bomber has struck near Kabul's airport, killing at least three, wounding more than two dozen others. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for the attack. The bomber detonated his explosives-laden car, damaging one foreign vehicle and two civilian cars, as well as nearby buildings. The Interior Ministry says two female bystanders were among the dead. The other death was one of the members of the European Union police mission. Car bombings in the Iraqi city of Ramadi today have killed at least 10 soldiers and policemen as Islamic State militants fight to consolidate control in the provincial capital. They raised their flag over this past week. The blast targeted security forces in two attacks, triggering fierce fighting with the rebel group. Meantime, in Syria, the United States says it has killed a senior leader of the Islamic State. Heather Murdoch reports.
On Saturday, the U.S.-led coalition said it killed a senior Islamic State leader known as Abu Sayyaf and captured his wife, Sayyaf. Jan Saint-Pierre, the CEO of Berlin-based security consulting firm Mosikon, says the announcement was intended to deliver a psychological blow to the Islamic State to slow its momentum.
It is a blow, but an organization like ISIS, they usually have contingency plans. There's always somebody willing or ready to take over in case something happens.
In Washington, Defense Secretary Ash Carter said in a statement that the operation represents another significant blow to IS. Officials say Abu Sayyaf was also involved in managing the Islamic State's illegal oil trade that was once a significant source of funding for the group. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
Egypt has hanged six men convicted of killing soldiers in 2014. They were hanged today in a Cairo jail, reportedly members of a group tied to the Islamic State. This is VOA News. Despite growing tensions over a territorial dispute in the South China Sea, Chinese President Xi Jinping says relations with the U.S. remain stable. Mr. Xi told visiting U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry earlier today he looks forward to his upcoming visit in the United States in September, and believes working together the two sides can bring U.S.-Chinese relations to a new height. Secretary Kerry left Beijing for Seoul, Korea today ahead of meetings expected to focus on security concerns and trade. Burundi President Pierre Nkurunziza has made his first public appearance since the last week coup attempt, greeting journalists today at the presidential palace in Bujumbura. In a radio address on Friday, the president thanked his security forces for stopping the coup and warned protesters to end their demonstrations against his decision to seek a third term. Activists, however, are calling for more demonstrations, saying a third term is unconstitutional. The president and his supporters argue a third term is permitted because he was first elected by parliament, not voters, in 2005. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev has ordered the formation of a special commission to probe yesterday's failed launch of a Russian rocket carrying a Mexican satellite into space. The probe announcement came just hours after the Proton-M rocket and payload exploded in the skies over Kazakhstan about 8 minutes after liftoff. Jim Cramer is vice president of the company International Launch Services, which handled the launch.
Approximately 490 seconds into the launch sequence during the third stage operation of the Proton booster vehicle, an anomaly occurred. For which resulted in the emergency shutdown of the third stage.
The last time a Proton-M rocket failed was 1 year ago. There were six subsequent successful launches before yesterday's failure. President Barack Obama has used his weekly address to focus on creating opportunities for all Americans, especially those who have a sense of unfairness and powerlessness. He spoke about government programs, which are examples of projects that have helped struggling Americans.
So I hope this conversation continues, not as a question of whether, but of how we can work together to grow opportunity. Because it's not words, but deeds that make a difference.
Mr. Obama said the feeling of helplessness and unfairness has caused the kind of unrest that has been seen recently in the United States. 11 U.S. presidential candidates from the Republican Party gathered in Iowa Saturday to appeal to party activists on why they should get their party's 2006 nomination. The forum was sponsored by the Iowa Republican Party and dominated by discussions of Iran, Islam, and unrest in the Middle East, oddly enough. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.